Eric, how you doing?
I'm good, Jason. How are you doing today?
Excellent. What's the update? How serious is this injury to Anderson?
I don't think it's too serious. Yes, he's not on the trip, but I think that's more of a case of just the fact that it's a short road trip and it's two games, 3 days. They're back home on Sunday. If this was, say, a longer run where it was five games or they were heading back east or whatsoever, I'm almost certain that they would have taken him. But from what I understand, that he's had no setback or anything like that. He's skated. He has started taking shots again. I would imagine that they're just going to hold him back and say maybe get him ready for next week.
What are they going to keep both those guys long term? What do you think the plan is?
Well, remember at the start of the year it was supposed to be Anderson and Gibson from the very get go. Obviously, John got hurt, and they had injuries to both him and Jason LaBarbera, which kind of forced them to go get Ilya Brizgalov. They'll have a decision to make. Certainly, I think they probably had to bring up John earlier than they wanted to, just because of Briz's struggles in the backup role. I think these next couple games or so that John's going to play, will maybe determine, whether he's going to stay up here for good, or whether they feel like he may just need a little bit more seasoning. But I think it's sooner than later that Gibson's going to be here. And if it comes to putting Briz on waivers then that may happen. And given his play this year, it's quite possible that he may sail right through.
You've seen them both up close. Who do you think's going to be better?
It's funny. There seems to be camps also, and it's always with goalies in that sort of 1-1A situation or so. Natural talent-wise, I think John Gibson certainly is the guy that probably has more of it, within the two. And he's shown flashes of that. He's shown flashes of it last year, even in the playoffs. Even this year, he's had a couple of games where he's shown that. Certainly, I think, consistency, and it's something that he'll need. And that just takes experience at the NHL level to gain that. I think what they like with Freddie Anderson is just how calm that he stays in net. They like his demeanor, and they like the fact that he seems to rise to the occasion and come up with a big save at the right time. So, there's a lot to like about both of them, no doubt. And certainly John Gibson is highly touted. But I think right now it's Freddie's time right now.
Okay. I ask that because Oilers fans are curious. Would you see the Ducks contemplating a deal? And if they traded one of those two goalies, what position would they want in return? Would they want a scoring winger, a centerman, defenseman? What do you think they'd want?
Well, I don't think they're still trading either one. Certainly immediately. I mean, there's no question that they won both, and I think they can, for right now, operate in a scenario where, both can play. John Gibson is very, very talented. There's no question. He's got a very, bright future. He probably will be a number one goalie for 10 years in this league. But that said, he still has only played, really a handful of games at the NHL level. And there's still going to be things that he's, going to need to learn, along the way. And Freddie, to his thing, he's been the number one all year. He won the job in training camp. And he's shown that he can handle, playing, 50, 60 games or so. So they like both. I can't see where, at least for right now, unless it ever became a situation in the future where it became untenable and both of them wanted to lay claim to the job, then maybe you could see that. But I don't see them trading either one of them right now.
Eric Stevens joins us. Eric, the Anaheim Ducks have really been atop the Pacific all year long, and they kind of not stuck there, because that seems like it's a negative place to be. But you just look at the Ducks here. What are the areas they're trying to fine-tune in their game?
Well, defense is obvious. There's no question. They're giving up way too many goals right now. And it's not really the goaltending. I mean, the goaltending hasn't been good enough to withstand really the play in front of them. In this 3-6-1 run, they've, quite frankly, it's been sloppy play. It's been sloppy play in their own end. They've had trouble handling speed teams. They're built to play physical, and they haven't been playing that way consistently over this last stretch here. So I think defense, again, play in their own end. They seem to just really have a real struggle getting the puck out cleanly out of their own end, getting it to their offensive, their offensive guys up front, and certainly, you know, Sammy Vatanen's absence right now and for the next few weeks certainly hurts in that regard. So I would imagine that Bob Murray's a busy man these days, and I would imagine that he could be busy here in these next 10 days or so.
What's he looking for primarily?
I think the conjecture has always been a defenseman, a right shot defenseman, and I do believe that there is the conjecture is real. Yeah, we know the names by now, and obviously there's Petrie there in Edmonton, and Cody Franson obviously was available, but credit to David Poile for stepping up and grabbing him. But yeah, I think that they would address that side first, and then I think also too they could use a scoring winger as well. They haven't had the kind of depth scoring that they displayed last year, and the loss of Matt Bolesky, a 21 goal scorer, certainly is going to weaken them in that department as well. So I think those are really the two spots that they would be looking for at the deadline.
Any names you're hearing at all?
It was interesting. One that sort of has come up of late is right here in Calgary at Curtis Glencross. He actually was a guy who signed with the Ducks as a free agent. He didn't stay with them very long, but obviously he's moved on, and he's had a nice run in Calgary. Certainly it seems like that he would rather have, maybe a situation where he'd have a larger role. I could see where Anaheim could be taking a look at him, given the fact that they've still struggled to find a permanent guy alongside Ryan Getzlaff and Corey Perry there on that top line. I could see where he could be somebody. And then, Jeff Petrie, he's going to be a hot commodity. And, again, they need a right-shot defenseman.
Interesting. They're playing Flames tonight, Oilers tomorrow night. So an opportunity for the GM to see both those players up close and personal. I'll tell you, any player, if you get traded to Anaheim and you're a winger and you get the opportunity to play with Getzlaff and Perry, I can't think of many better positions in the NHL, especially if you're a guy like Glenn Cross who's a pending UFA, to say, man, I could really pad my stats.
No question. I would imagine that the Ducks are on if he has a trade list or whatsoever, I would imagine that the Ducks are one that he wouldn't mind being moved to.
And I've seen Emerson Edom's name a few times as somebody who might be available. Would they move him?
I would not rule that out. Certainly he hasn't taken the strides that I think maybe some in the organization, and even outside of it, thought that he would take by now. Consistency has sort of eluded him, or the lack of it has sort of dogged him and has not allowed him to really stick with the Ducks. His name has come up before. I wouldn't rule that out as a possibility. But then again, I don't think they're really, really ready to just give up on him either.
Appreciate your time as always, Eric. Enjoy the back-to-back Alberta games.
Good deal. Thanks a lot, Jason. Appreciate it. We'll see you.